Let us illustrate these additional points by revisiting the example of Graham.
As we know, Graham set up a discretionary trust in September 2003 with £500,000 in cash, and a distribution to a beneficiary was made in October 2010. If the trustees had paid the tax on the chargeable lifetime transfer in September 2003, we'd need to take this into account when computing the initial value. Assuming the trustees paid the tax on the original transfer, after deducting annual exemptions and the nil ban for 2003-04, the taxable amount is £239,000. The tax payable by the trustees at 20% is £47,800. This will affect the initial value of the trust. The initial value of the discretionary trust in September 2003 is therefore £500,000 less the tax payable by the trustees. If you remember, Graham set up an accumulation and maintenance trust on the same day with cash of £120,000. This is a potentially exempt transfer, so no inheritance tax was payable. The initial value of this related trust is £120,000. The next step is to calculate notional inheritance tax on a deemed transfer of £572,200. As Graham had made no lifetime transfers, the nil band is available in full. We multiply the excess at 20% to give notional inheritance tax of £49,440. Once again, remember that this is notional tax and has only been calculated in order to compute the effective rate. This tax will never actually be paid. The next step is to calculate the effective rate. The effective rate is the notional tax expressed as a percentage of the transfer. If you look at your screen, you'll see that the effective rate is 8.64%. We convert this into an actual rate by multiplying by 30%, then multiplying by n over 40. N in this instance is the number of quarters between the date of creation and the date of exit, which here is 28. The actual rate is therefore 1.814%. We now calculate the IHT on the exit, assuming the tax will be paid by the trustees. This means we'll need to gross up the actual rate of tax. To gross up a rate, we take the rate itself, i.e. 1.814%, and divide it by 100 minus the rate. If you plug these numbers into your calculator, the grossed up rate turns out to be 1.848%. If you forget how to gross up a rate, always have in mind that 20% grosses up to 20 divided by 80. To convert 20% to 20 over 80, what you do is take the rate of 20% and divide it by 100 minus 20. Here we're doing the same thing, this time using a rate of 1.814%. The only difference is that unless you're extremely gifted, you cannot do this in your head. The exit charge is the property leaving the trust multiplied by this actual rate of tax. The tax payable by the trustees on the exit is therefore £1,478.
Finally in this session, a few words about BPR and APR. Under general principles, BPR and APR reduces a chargeable transfer of value. When trustees make a distribution so as to reduce the value of relevant property in the trust, this is treated as a transfer of value for IHT purposes. BPR and APR will therefore need to be considered when working out the tax on the exit. Remember that the exit charge is the actual rate of tax multiplied by the loss to trust. This value transferred by the trustees can be reduced by APR and BPR to give a net chargeable transfer of value. It is this transfer of value, i.e. after APR or BPR, which is multiplied by the actual rate to arrive at the exit charge. Therefore, if the property leaving the trust is wholly covered by 100% BPR or APR, i.e. for example, if shares in an unquoted trading company are being appointed to a beneficiary, the exit charge will be zero. It is therefore always worth looking at the type of property leaving the trust, as it can be very frustrating calculating an actual rate of tax only to find that it is being multiplied by zero. Trustees will be entitled to BPR or APR if they are transferring relevant business or agricultural property and the minimum ownership requirements have been satisfied. Remember that BPR or APR will not be given if the assets have not been held for the minimum 2-year period. Therefore, if business property is transferred by a settlor to a trust, and the trustees distribute that business property before 2 years have elapsed, it is highly unlikely that BPR will be given. Remember that whilst BPR or APR is taken into account when calculating the inheritance tax, it does not affect the initial value of the trust. There are a couple of practice questions to complete this session. We are told that Henry set up a discretionary trust with cash of £850,000 and Henry paid the IHT arising. The initial value of the trust is therefore £850,000.
The trustees appointed £120,000 to a beneficiary in November 2010. Therefore, to calculate the notional tax and thereafter to work out the effective rate, we use the nil band for the year of the exit, being £325,000. Henry made a chargeable transfer of £125,000 in 1998. From the nil band, we must deduct any chargeable transfers made in the 7 years before the creation of the trust. Note, we do not look back 7 years from the date of the exit. This reduces the nil band remaining to £200,000. We charge the excess to notional IHT at 20%, which gives us £130,000. We use this notional tax to calculate the effective rate. The effective rate is the notional tax expressed as a percentage of the transfer of value. Here, the deemed transfer is £850,000, giving an effective rate of 15.294%. We use this effective rate to calculate our actual rate. The actual rate is the effective rate multiplied by 30%. We then multiply by N over 40, where N is the number of quarters between March 2002 and November 2010.
The number of complete quarters in this period is 34. If we multiply these figures through, the actual rate of tax is 3.9%. As the beneficiary agrees to pay the tax on the exit, no grossing is necessary. The exit charge is therefore the property leaving the trust, i.e. £120,000, multiplied by the actual rate, giving tax of £4,680.
Joe died in January 2005, leaving the whole of his estate to a discretionary trust.
The first thing we therefore need to do is to calculate the tax payable on Joe's death, as this will affect the initial value of the trust. The estate was valued at £700,000. The farmland qualified for 50% APR, giving a chargeable estate of £550,000. Joe's lifetime transfers totaled £500,000, which uses up the whole of the nil band. £550,000 is therefore chargeable at 40%, giving IHT on death of £220,000. As Joe left the whole of his estate to a discretionary trust, this tax will effectively be borne by the trustees.
Joe created a discretionary trust in January 2005 on his death. The assets transferred to the trust totaled £700,000. However, after meeting the IHT at £220,000, the trust has an initial value of £480,000. The trustees made a distribution in August 2010, so our requirement is to calculate the tax on this distribution. We use the nil band at the date of the exit, being £325,000.
From this, we deduct any chargeable transfers made by Joe in the 7 years before he set up the trust. Chargeable transfers in the previous 7 years totaled £500,000, thereby using up the whole of the nil band. The whole of the transfer is chargeable to tax at 20%, giving notional tax of £96,000. If we express this tax as a percentage of the transfer of £480,000, you will see that we have an effective rate of 20%. This is the maximum effective rate. Where transfers in the 7 years prior to the creation of the trust have exceeded the nil band, you will always find that the effective rate of tax is 20%. The actual rate is 30% of the effective rate.
We then multiply by n over 40, where n is the number of complete quarters between January 2005 and August 2010.
There are a little over 5.5 years between the creation of the trust and the exit, giving us 22 completed quarters. The actual rate is therefore 3.3%. You were told in the question that the trustees paid the IHT on the exit. We therefore need to gross up the actual rate. To gross up a rate, we take the rate and divide by 100 minus the rate, expressed as a percentage. You'll see therefore that the actual rate grosses up to 3.413%. The exit charge is therefore £100,000 multiplied by 3.413%, giving IHT of £3,413. This concludes this session on exit charges on discretionary trusts.